Hey, Xavier.
What's up, man?
Doing great, doing great. I think I figured out what it
Who would think it was?
was. I had both my laptop and my phone hooked up, so that's two anchors, so
Oh, okay,
I
that
think
makes a lot of
it's watching.
sense.
All right, well, let's get started with this interview. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Recruiting Limo, brought to you by Winning Edge Digital. Today, we have Xavier Steed, class of 2023, 5'9", 220 pound, defensive tackle, defensive end from the newly crowned state champions of South Carolina, Dutch Fork High School in Irma, South Carolina. How are we doing today, Xavier?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Doing great, doing great. First off, Xavier, thanks for joining the show. Tell us a few things about yourself.
Well, I moved to South Carolina my 8th grade year near January. I started playing football my freshman year on my Dutch Fork High School. But during that moment, it was a really busy process for me because I just wanted the moment I lived with my grandparents and the house I'm in right now. Me and my family were building this house I'm in right now. So I would go from my grandparents' house to school, then to practice, and then I'll come here and do some work and do something to the house, build on it a little bit, and we would get back home to my grandparents' house around 1 o'clock every day in the morning, and that just and that I've been doing that since my junior year. I recently just got into this house too,
Oh, man.
so, and I'm the oldest of my two younger siblings. One of them is a sophomore, and the other one's that she's a third grader.
Oh, okay. So you the big brother, you take care of everybody then.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, as a recruit, what was a few things you would say was fun about the recruiting process, and a few things that you have found that wasn't?
Well, I think my favorite part of the recruiting process is just learning about everything, because I'm really new to this. Because I'm starting to get into it more because I got a lot of friends who's in the recruiting process. One, some of the seniors from last year's class helped me out a little bit, my coaches. But it's just the learning of the whole process that makes it fun for me because it's new to me. But also the downs is the most stressful part of this process is just you had to be patient and everything that don't go your way. So like sometimes it'll go your way, sometimes it won't. But it's just a really, really long process. Especially for me, because my height for this position, and that's it's really undersized compared to a normal type of defensive lineman or DN. But just besides that, it's just been really stressful. But I've been putting in God's hands.
Hey, and I can protest it, but I can tell you from a pre couple of previous recruiting limos that we've done with young men that were, vertically challenged, I should say, with height. There was so many examples of guys that are NFL that are playing right now that are your same height. You know what I'm saying? And even if it's on special teams, one of the guys that we have, he said Kirby Smart, for Georgia, always yells 750K at his special teams because that's how much a special teamer makes in the NFL, 750K. So, regardless of, your height, just keep grinding because we know you got it in you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What are you looking for in a dream school?
A really good facility and great teachers are going to help me through, just help me learn and get good grades, make sure I get everything a pinpoint. Just teachers and just coach, good coaching, good facilities, a good campus, and just good teachers.
Oh, all right. What other hobbies do you have? Do you have any sports that you participate in at Dutch Fork, or is it just things that you do just outside of school?
Well, besides football, I was planning on doing track and field, trying to get my speed up a little bit too. And besides sports wise, I just like to go out with my friends and family, just go to the gym, Sometimes I be in, I don't like fishing, but sometimes I just get that little feeling like, I feel like fishing today. So just go out and go fishing. And just basically, I just like spending time with my family.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. And fishing's relaxing to a lot of people too. So kind of puts you at ease. What do you feel is your kind of ideal coach when you're taking these visits? What are you looking for in the coach that you're, you know, possibly going to?
Man, honestly, I like a strict type of coach, but a coach that's gonna be in your behind, but that's how it's gonna be there for you. For example, my defensive coordinator, Coach Braswell, he's like, to us, the whole defense, he's a father figure. He will get on you. But at the end of the day, we all know he has our backs. Cause like he's the one that has been helping us with the recruiting process. Like recently, he's the one who got me. It's like he one who helped me get into the just yesterday I had a nasty play, I-20 Paul Middle All-Star game. And he the one who recommended me for to go and be in it, and I got selected. So it was thanks to him. But he also, I just want a coach that looks out for his players, not just about the money, but to actually care about the kids.
Yeah. And I tell you, he's done a great job there at Dutch Fort too. You can tell that, you know, not only does it show on the field, but off the field. So, you know, definitely kudos to your defensive coach there. What heroes or role models do you have in your life, and how have they impacted your recruitment?
I want to say I didn't have anybody impact my recruiting process, but as a person I am, as my hero that makes me who I am today, is my mom and dad. Because my mom, like, she's the one who got my head around my height and stuff. That just made me – she helped me gain confidence. Because beginning the football season and everything, even last year, I didn't play my sophomore year. I came back and played in my junior and senior year. My junior year, I ended up playing D lineman. And I was just like, I can't play this position with my height. Because you look at a D tackle, DN, they're like 6 foot, 6'2", at least high school. But I'm over playing D tackle like 5'9". Nah, I can't. It don't sound right at all. But I was still dominating and stuff. It's just I wasn't confident in myself. Yeah. And this year, my mom really put it, after we lost state my junior year, my mom really put it in my head after the game. She was like, "You need to step up and stop worrying about your height. Just go out there and have fun and play." And that really did carry me on throughout the season, because when I actually just wanted to have fun, I did. I played my best game. And I just, like, even in situations like when we went to Creekside, we went to Atlanta to play a game, there were, like, every team we played this year was just way bigger. Our defense overall was undersized. But we're the best deep. But in my opinion, we're the best defense in the state.
Oh, yeah. But
my mom, she really helped me a lot through everything. She's the one who kept me in football. She's the one who helped me from quitting football because the position I'm playing. But she's really the main reason why I'm the way I am today. And my dad put the toughness in me too. Just to know, like, you gotta man up, and whatever happens, you just gotta push through it and just have that grind about you. And you just got to keep on working. It doesn't matter something. Like, if something will go your way, you go down, just go get back up. And my parents both just taught me that. So I really appreciate them. Both of them are really my heroes.
All right. Name a player or players that you try to be like when you play. It could be college, NFL, you know, or you're on your team. Who do you see as like player or players that you try to play like?
Honestly, it is some aspects I like from pass rush wise. I want to be like my teammate Alexander Johnson. Alexander Johnson is, in my opinion, one of the best pass rushers I know. Sometimes he gets a little attitude, but overall, as a player, he's a great player and teammate. And his passions is so clean and everything. That's I was like, what kind of passions? I look at him for it. I go to him about it. But when kind of run defense, I'm good at that. So like, I don't like to look at anybody else. Like sometimes I pick up my little stuff and tips and stuff from everybody else. I can like get better at my game. But when it comes to pass rush, I go to my teammate Alexander Johnson, and he really helps me out with that.
Okay. And our final question for you is, would you like to add anything else for recruiters that are probably listening to know about you and also your contact info so they can get in touch with you?
Oh, my Twitter is XavierSD16. My Instagram name is Xavier, and my phone number is 757-975-3718. And that's in my email too already, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it.
All right. Well, Xavier, we wish you the best of luck. The Fanboy Nation is going to be keeping an eye on you. Please let us know of anything that we can do for you, any new video that comes out. Honors, we'll be glad to send that out amongst all our Fanboy Nation, which is across the whole nation, to be honest. We're from South Carolina all the way to California and Washington. So we've got guys everywhere, and one retweets something, everybody retweets it. Plus, we put it over Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram, too. So, definitely was honored to have you on, Xavier. We wish you the best of luck. And thank you for coming on this week's Recruiting Limbo.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.